Greetings, radio friends, in the ever precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We welcome you to another Bible study as we continue our meditation in the Holy Scriptures from the second epistle of Timothy. We have emphasized and would like to repeat that it is essential and important that a believer study that section of Scripture that is known as the pastoral epistles written by Paul. They were written to Timothy, the first and second letter, and also the letter that is written to Titus. They are written for the following reasons that I would again like to emphasize. First, they reveal needed revelation on the important subject of church administration, in order that we may know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. The necessary qualifications for spiritual leadership in the house of God are declared in the first epistle of Timothy by Paul, as well as in his letter to Titus. The ministry of counsel to the aged brethren, to the aged sisters, to the young sisters and young brethren constituting the church of God is also given to us in the epistle of Titus. Every epistle of these three, each one, emphasizes the importance of sound doctrine or sound teaching. For the basic foundation of the Christian testimony, whether in its corporate or even in its individual character, is certainly sound teaching. Then these epistles also insist upon the accompaniment of consecrated or sound living. Correlating the sound doctrine. Is it right that we should be sound in doctrine, but corrupt in practice? And I'm sure that every heart declares they both should be synonymous. Now, the last epistle that was ever written by Paul is the letter written in 2 Timothy to his son in the faith, and it is a particular application for the present emergencies of the dark days in which we now live, the last days of Christendom. Surely we are in the now. We have no time to go into this, but in our study of the epistle, we shall see it in detail in chapter 3. For the description in chapter 3 and the first 5 verses foretell the character of the last days, the apostle by the Spirit writing much needed ministry to guide the believer safely through the dangers of the last days of Christianity. When church doctrine, as well as fundamental doctrines of Scripture, are denied and neglected, the believer needs God's guidance for the last days. It is imperative to recognize that the firm foundation of corporate or individual testimony can only be found in sound doctrine or sound teaching. This foundation alone must be the Word of God. And the Word of God faithfully attests to this fact as the beloved Apostle Paul writes this second letter to Timothy. Irrespective of the unfortunate departure of men from the truth of God, we read in the second epistle and verse 19 these words, which I quote, "Yet the firm foundation of God standeth sure." God's truth is immovable, impregnable, and infallible, never changing throughout the centuries of Christianity. What was the revelation of God's truth to the early church and to his people long ago? It's still the same at the end of the Christian period, and it should not be departed from. I would like to emphasize with all earnestness, God's truth, the Word of God will never change. But what has happened through the dispensation of church history that has brought failure into the testimony of the church is men have moved away from the truth. In the days of early Christianity, this danger became apparent when many Jews wavered between Christianity and Judaism and drifted back to Judaism in rejection of the claims of Christ. Words of solemn warning were sounded by the writer to the Epistle of the Hebrews. And may I quote them as I read from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore, we ought the more earnestly to observe the things that we have heard, lest perhaps we drift away. I have quoted those words from the excellent Confraternity translation, which is correct. God's truth will never drift, but men are guilty of drifting away from His truth. This is the explanation of all the distress in the corporate testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ within the church, as well as in the individual testimony of believers today. A tree that was blown down in the upper waters of the Amazon River on the eastern slopes of the Andes was once eventually discovered on the shores of the Scandinavian peninsula. The great tree had a winding journey of many thousands of miles. It crossed South America. It went northward through the Atlantic Ocean simply by drifting. None of itself did it move one inch. It exerted no energy, but by yielding itself to the forces and the mercy of the surrounding elements, it ultimately arrived at that immense distance from the point of departure, alone by drifting. What an illustration to realize that even we are always in the great danger of becoming like so much driftwood and carried about by winds of doctrine and waves of circumstances. Hence the importance of faithfulness to God's truth and constant spiritual growth, in order that we may no longer be babes, tossed and carried about of that teaching which is in the slate of men, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematized error, but holding the truth in love, we may grow up to Him in all things, who is the head, even Christ. It is of this danger that the Apostle warns us in his second epistle to Timothy, and he ministers by the Spirit of God's admonition and guidance for us in the perilous days we are now living in, as they are described in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Though many would strenuously resist the violent efforts of others to rob them of God's truth, yet they may neglect the dangers that secretly corrupt. For the gradual neglect of saints toward the truth of God is usually unperceived and is more to be dreaded, for it often allows the popular opinions of the day to supersede the truth of Holy Scriptures. In our closing moments, and before we have the detailed study of this second epistle of Timothy, let me give to you a very brief but a concise outline of the whole letter. The predominant emphasis of ministry in this epistle is relation to sound doctrine. Each chapter presents this in order to convince the believer of the importance of standing fast to the truth of God. against the sweeping tide of heresy. In the last days, we should be faithful to the truth. Now, here is an outline that I suggest. In chapter 1, this is the substance of the chapter in relation to the truth. Hold it, writes the apostle, saying in verse 13, hold fast an outline of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. All the counsel of God revealed in the New Testament principles and practices should be intelligently understood and firmly maintained by every believer. Hold it fast. Chapter 2. Paul says, in substance, teach it. And the things that thou hast heard of me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men, such as should be competent to instruct others also. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. The whole truth should be faithfully and carefully taught to faithful men, competent to tell others. This is the scriptural method of passing the truth on from generation to generation. Chapter 3, abide in it. What thou abide in those things which thou hast learned and of which thou hast been fully persuaded, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy 3:14. And then chapter 4, Paul says, preach it. Proclaim the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, encourage with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. For the propagation of the whole truth should continue to the very end of the age.
Blessed Father, we pray that thou wouldst consecrate the truth we have covered to every listening heart of every believer in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. Amen.